Hello there, everyone. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
Okay, today we're going to meet the Wongs. We meet the Wongs every month.
We do, but today, this month, is a bit special.
What is special about the Wongs this month?
Well, Paige is actually celebrating her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Paige.
Happy birthday.
Are we going to sing the happy birthday song for Paige?
Should we?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay, fine.
Only if people really want us to, but maybe in the story, her family and friends will sing her the birthday song. It's a traditional thing to do. So I say it's time for some cake, some presents, and to celebrate Paige's birthday. What do you say? Let's start the article and see what's going on. So check it out, and then we'll be back.
Meet the Wongs, a cell phone surprise.
The Wongs are celebrating Paige's birthday.
Happy birthday, Paige. Here's a present from us.
May I open it right now?
Sure.
Do you like it?
It's the new X phone. I love it. You two are the best.
Paige, what are you doing?
I'm playing a zombie game.
Hey, you can't eat on the sofa. Don't worry, we'll be careful.
Jimmy knocks the bowl over and pudding gets all over the sofa. Jimmy covers the stain with a blanket.
The game looks fun. Can we play too?
I'll let you play later. After dinner.
After dinner, the twins go to the living room to find Paige.
Paige, can we play the game now?
I need to use my phone right now. Later, okay?
Ugh, you never keep your promises. You'll be sorry.
Present. Present. There were many presents under the Christmas tree. There were many presents under the Christmas tree. Sofa. Sofa. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV. Careful. Careful. Be careful. The soup is very hot. Be careful. The soup is very hot. Later. Later. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now.
Okay, so as always, our article begins with a scenario.
Scenario, okay? Telling us what's going on to set up the scene. So what does it say?
Well, it says the Wongs are celebrating Paige's birthday.
All right, good. So Paige must be very excited and her family must be very happy for her. Mrs. Wong is the first person to speak in today's dialogue. She says, "Happy birthday, Paige. Here's a present from us." That's so nice. Yes, of course, it's very normal to get a present on your birthday or maybe at Christmas or Chinese New Year. Maybe you would give a present to your lover on Valentine's Day. But anyways, our first word power word for today is this word, present. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Present. So the word present is a noun, and a present is something that you give to someone to show your love or appreciation on a special day, probably, like Christmas or a birthday. We can use the word present in very similar the way that we use the word gift. So a birthday present, a Christmas gift, it's all about the same thing. We love getting presents, and giving presents can be fun too. When someone opens your present and they get a big smile on their face because of the present you gave them, that's also a great feeling. For example, there were many presents under the Christmas tree. There were many presents under the Christmas tree.
Okay, so Paige is very excited.
I'm sure she is.
Mom just gave her a present.
Yeah.
She says, may I open it right now?
Mm.
She can't wait to open her present.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Wong, being very nice, she says, sure. Of course, yes, when you get a present, you want to open it. We can also say you unwrap a present, U-N-W-R-A-P. That's to take the paper, that beautiful paper, off the outside. That's to unwrap or to open the present. So, what happens next?
Well, Mr. Wong is also excited to see if his daughter likes the present they got for her, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so he says, do you like it?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you like it? Means, do you like the present? Do you like the gift that we bought for you? Of course, you hope the person says, yes, I love it. What does Paige say? She says, it's the new X phone. I love it. Yay. Okay, good. The parents must be happy. And then she says something nice. She says, you two are the best. When she says you're the best, she means you're my favorite people. I really like you because you got me this really great present. I like the present, and I like you.
Yeah. Okay, so in the next picture, we see that Jimmy and Kimmy are sitting beside Paige. Okay? So they must be a little excited that Paige got a new phone.
Yes, or a little jealous.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. So they actually each have a bowl in their hand, okay? So as they're sitting down, they have this bowl in their hand.
Are they going to eat some soup?
There's something in that bowl. We'll get to that later. Okay, so Timmy asks, Paige, what are you doing?
Well, Timmy's got the bowl in his hand, and he's asking Paige what she's doing. That's a little strange. But Paige is probably busy with her new phone. She says, I'm playing a zombie game. Okay. Zombies are characters from scary movies. They're sort of dead people that have come back to life, right? And they walk slowly, and they often want to eat brains.
And humans, right?
And humans.
And then once a zombie bites you, you turn into one.
That's right. In some of the stories, you can become a zombie if it bites you. But of course, they're not real. They're only in video games and movies and TV shows.
Okay, so then Paige notices that her brothers are eating something. And I guess this is not allowed because she says, hey, you can't eat on the sofa. So here we see our second word power word for today, sofa. S-O-F-A. Sofa. It's a noun. Okay, so a sofa is a long or sometimes a short seat that's very comfortable, okay? It has arms, a rest for your arms, and it has a back as well. Usually two or more people can sit on a sofa. It's the piece of furniture that usually you sit on when you're watching TV. Here's an example sentence. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV.
And Jimmy says, don't worry, we'll be careful. Yes, you don't want to get food on the sofa, but Jimmy thinks it's not a problem. When someone says, be careful, but you think, that's not a problem, you can say, don't worry, relax, everything will be fine. As he says, we'll be careful. Okay. When you don't want to make a mistake, careful is an extremely important word. So let's take a look at it. The word, yes, is careful, C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful. Careful is an adjective. And what is it to be careful? Well, just like the word says, if you're being careful, you are being full of care. You are giving a lot of attention to what you're doing so that you don't make any mistakes. You don't want to do anything too fast. You don't want to do anything when you're not paying attention. If you do it that way, you might make a mistake. But if you put all of your attention on it, you will be careful. You won't make mistakes. Sometimes making a mistake could just cause a problem, or if you're not careful with some activities that you do, you could break things or you could get hurt yourself. So when you're doing something important or something that could be a little dangerous, please be careful. For example, be careful, the soup is very hot. Be careful, the soup is very hot.
Okay, and in the next scenario, we see that Jimmy knocks the bowl over.
He wasn't careful.
No, and pudding
gets
all over the sofa.
Oh, that's the worst. Pudding is going to leave a mark on that sofa. When we have a mark on fabric, on clothes, or a chair sofa, what do we call that?
It's a stain.
That's right.
So Jimmy covers the stain with a blanket. So I guess he just takes a blanket.
He's just trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure Mom will never see that stain.
And pudding, we mentioned earlier, is a type of dessert. Yeah. Okay, it's kind of like jelly. It's kind of like, you know, when you move it around, it kind of like shakes.
Yes.
There's this really yummy pudding in Taiwan. I don't know if you've tried it, but it's yellow in color and has like this brown caramel sauce on the bottom.
Sounds good.
Pudding is very popular in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a good idea to drop pudding on a sofa because, as we said earlier, it's soft and it makes a mess and it will leave a stain, right? The mark or the, you know, the sofa might turn yellow or brown. I don't know what color.
Not going to be good, and it might actually damage your sofa for, forever. And most importantly, your mom will be super angry.
She will.
Anyways, it doesn't seem to be bothering the boys too much. Timmy is interested in that zombie game that, remember, Paige was playing. So he says, the game looks fun. Can we play too?
Well, Paige wants to play the game, so she says, I'll let you play later, after dinner.
Okay, so she's really into the game. She doesn't want to be interrupted right now.
No, she doesn't. And here we see our last word power word in this lesson, later. L-A-T-E-R. Later. It's an adverb. The word later means not now, but in the future. So if I said, I'll call you back later, it means I can't talk to you right now. I will have to call you later or in the future. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes later. Here's an example sentence. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now.
Okay, so now time has moved on a little bit from the earlier part of our story. It says now it's after dinner, and the twins go to the living room to find Paige.
And we know why.
Uh-huh.
Because Paige said that she would let them play with the game later.
That's right. They want to kill some zombies too.
So the twins have finished their dinner, so Jimmy says to Paige, Paige, can we play the game now?
And Paige says, I need to use my phone right now. Later, okay? So this is the second time now.
Oh, no.
She's, well, used our word power word later, but also the second time she's told the brothers later, or in other words, you have to wait to play the game. You can't play now.
The twins are angry by Paige's response, right? So Jimmy says, you never keep your promises.
Oh, and Timmy says, you'll be sorry.
Uh-oh.
So he's sort of saying, well, you're mean to us now, so in the future, something bad is going to happen to you,
too. They're going to get back at her.
They really do sound angry.
They do. Okay, so that's all we have for today, but please stay tuned for our wrap-up. Okay, so Mike, do you have any siblings, brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have an older sister.
Okay, did you guys get along when you were younger?
Yeah, generally we did. I mean, I think all brothers and sisters fight a little bit. My sister and I, we didn't spend a lot of time together. We were often away at different schools. But generally we did, and I think a lot of our things that we, a lot of the things we had, like books and toys, we shared quite a bit, but, you know, I like to play with different toys. She wouldn't play with my cars, and I wouldn't play with her Barbies, and so everything was fairly peaceful. How about you?
I have a younger brother.
Oh, okay.
And we shared as much as we fought.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. And you were mentioning how you played with cars. Well, I would play with my brother's cars, and he would play with my dolls. We shared a lot of things,
actually. Well, that's nice.
But he always tattletailed on me.
Oh, he so if you always, did something wrong, he would go, Mom,
always
and tell on you. That's also pretty normal, I think, too.
Yeah. So anyways, come back tomorrow because we still have part two of our Meet the Wongs article. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
You never keep your promises.
Winnie, please don't be mad. I promise not to talk to Emma again.
How can I trust you? You never keep your promises.
You'll be sorry.
Do you want to go to KTV with us?
Not tonight. I want to stay at home.
You'll be sorry because Nick is going.
We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year.
We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Selin。你记忆力好吗？小时候我的记忆力超好，不管是背单字或是背诗词都不是问题。不过长老了以后好像就有点变逊，好像记不太起来了。但我好相信你们是都可以的啦，虽然还是会抱怨。例如你可能会说 We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year. We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year. 我们今年要背好多中文诗。我们先看看 memorize 这个字，看起来有没有跟 memory 很像？ memorize 是记忆的意思，不要把它跟 remember 搞混咯。那 remember 意思是记得，例如在路上突然被人家叫住啊，但是很囧，突然就是不记得人家名字了，你就可以说 sorry but I don't remember your name， sorry but I don't remember your name。 如果你是要说背诵的话呢，就要用 memorize， 背书背单字就是要用这个字哦。那 Chinese poems 我想大概就是这个唐诗啊宋词之类的。好了，那我们再来念一次今天的句子哦。 We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year. Very good. I'll see you next time. Bye.
We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year.
We have to memorize so many Chinese poems this year.
Meet the Wongs.
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 Meet the Wongs. A cell phone surprise.
The Wongs are celebrating Paige's birthday.
Happy birthday, Paige. Here's a present from us.
May I open it right now?
Sure.
Do you like it?
It's the new X phone. I love it. You two are the best.
Paige, what are you doing?
I'm playing a zombie game. Hey, you can't eat on the sofa.
Don't worry, we'll be careful.
Jimmy knocks the bowl over and pudding gets all over the sofa. Jimmy covers the stain with a blanket.
The game looks fun. Can we play too?
I'll let you play later, after dinner.
After dinner, the twins go to the living room to find Paige.
Paige...Can we play the game now?
I need to use my phone right now. Later, okay?
Ugh, you never keep your promises. You'll be sorry.
Present. Present. There were many presents under the Christmas tree. There were many presents under the Christmas tree. Sofa, sofa. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV. Sonia sat on the sofa and watched TV. Careful, careful. Be careful. The soup is very hot. Be careful. The soup is very hot. Later, later. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy right now.